Auspicious God, most auspicious God, Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda have been welcomed in their new home with Sankirtan. This is the proper way to worship the Supreme Lord and His form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Bhanam Krishna Krishnam Sangopanga Prakashadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yadanti Yesu Mirivasaha. In this Kali Yuga, one who is endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Supreme Lord by the process of Sankirtan. It is very easy to worship Krishna in Kali Yuga. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Lord Chaitanya is very pleased. So this, you have the full opportunity to do so. So now you come here, bow down before God and say, the Gurmukha, Senior Arati, chanted before them. Now this has to be a daily function. Chant for the first time, you'll do many hundreds and thousands of times. Bow down before God and say, chanting the holy name, praying to God and say. So these are the activities of the Hare Krishna movement. Chanting, dancing, feasting. Feasting, there's two kinds of feasting. One is feasting yourself, another is feasting others, feeding others. So of the two, giving prasad to others is more important. I'm sure you all know the importance of feasting yourself also, so we don't have to say anything about that. Most devotees are quite expert at that. Devotees always ask how to do this, how to do that, how to become spiritually advanced, how to control the mind. But no one asks how to eat a big plate of prasad. Bhunte bho jayate chaiva. Taking prasad and giving to others also. Yesterday, how many people took prasad? Guess? 1,500,000. So how many people in Rome? 1,250,000?
Yeah.
So you have about 1,048,500 people to go. So plenty of work to do. I think you'd like to work hard for Krishna. Otherwise, how can you build this nice temple? So now the work has just begun. Now you have to bring everybody here to see Gaunita. If they don't come, then bring Gaunita's prasad to them. So prasad means mercy. Give them something to eat. People are starving for want of spiritual food. Maybe. What they're eating is not very good. But they're starving for spiritual substance. Life is empty, miserable. Everyone is looking for Krishna. Some people know it and some people don't. But actually, no one can be happy without Krishna. So these activities, chanting, dancing, giving prasad, Prabhupada's books, going in the streets, letting people hear the holy name. These are our activities. Same activities. It may be small temple, big temple, bigger temple, even bigger temple. Or you may have temples all over the city. Actually, we want to make every home a temple. This is our ultimate goal. That Prabhupada, he was saying, when they were walking in Paris, in the area where there's all the embassies of different countries. So one devotee said to Prabhupada, you see Prabhupada, all the different embassies are here. Embassy of Britain, Embassy of USSR, American Embassy, Japanese Embassy. So the devotee had a very good idea. He said, Prabhupada, in the same way, we should have our embassy in every city. Prabhupada said, why? Why every city? Every home. He said, when we go on our morning walk, we want to hear every house ding, 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 what's going on. Some areas, especially in North Calcutta, some areas, if you walk early in the morning, you'll hear ding, 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 worship of God. Do you think it's possible? Think you can have every house in Perm, ding, 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 chanting Hare
Krishna?
It's possible. Actually, it's not possible. It's completely impossible by material calculation. But in Krishna's calculation, anything is possible. Actually, it's completely impossible that we're already chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna is meant for highly elevated people. So everyone who's chanting Hare Krishna is highly elevated. But it wasn't expected that the Malechas and Yavanas would chant Hare Krishna. We were thinking that, only the Bengalis will chant Hare Krishna. Piti vite ate jate nagaradi ram sabat pucha hoi de marna. Chaitanya Bhagavata said, every town and village they will be chanting the Hare Krishna. But no one really thought it was true. They thought it was some nice poetry. But, how is it possible? Also, all of us, devotees who are preaching outside the communist area, we were thinking, When will it be possible that Krishna consciousness can be practiced in Russia? We were thinking maybe sometime in future, maybe after one or two generations, there'll be some big political changes. Maybe America and Russia have to swap their nuclear missiles with each other. Then after that, then there wouldn't be anyone to chant Hare Krishna anymore, except a few people in Siberia. But here we are, all together today. So everything is possible by Krishna's grace.
And for sure, wonderful,
because you wanted to chant Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to come here. So his desire is stronger. His desire is stronger than the biggest demon's desire. So, how is it possible that everyone in Perm will chant Hare Krishna? It's possible if the Vaishnava's desire is very strong. Just like Prabhupada's desire was very strong. Nothing could stop him. No one supported him. No one encouraged him. Mostly people discouraged him. People going to the West, this old man going to the West. What is he doing? No one could understand. Of course, now you'll find many people who said, you'll find plenty of people. I sent him there. Nonsense. Who sent him there? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered. You go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu order, some panwala on the street in Allahabad. So, Prabhupada, he got that order. He had full faith that it was possible, and in the face of impossible circumstances, he spread his Krishna. So, just right now, in Russia, people are a little bit favorable to Krishna consciousness. So, we don't know how long that situation will last. Just like in the 60s and 70s, many people in America joined our movement. Now, because of changed circumstances, whatever the reason may be, it's not so easy to make devotees in America. 60s and 70s was a time of great social change, and people were ready to try out all different kinds of new things. There was a lot of confusion and uncertainty, and a lot of people were looking for a genuine spiritual plan. So, whatever the reasons may be, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan is there also, but whatever the reasons may be, at that time many people joined the movement. So now in Russia there are similar circumstances. It's a time of great social change, uncertainty. People are looking at all different kinds of new things. And the climate is good for making many devotees. So preach strongly now. Good opportunity. Catch the people. Bring them in. Teach them about Krishna. If you don't know, in 5 years, 10 years, it may be very difficult. So at least take advantage of the good circumstances now. Go on with this preaching more and more. Preaching, of course, the first preaching is preaching to the devotees. In English, there's a saying, charity begins at home. That means if a man is to give charity, first of all, he should see that his own family is looked after. So outside preaching, inside preaching also. Preach to the devotees. We don't want our temples to be like a railway station, where people come and they go. We want it to be a place where people come and stay. Or if they go to preach somewhere else. Set up new centers. Go on traveling sankirtan. Take up different preaching programs. Or even if they join unmarried and go and marry and do some job or something, at least they remain strong in Krishna consciousness. So there are two considerations. Quality and quantity. We want to make many devotees. At the same time, we're not interested in counting heads. We want to see the devotees who come, they get trained very nicely. They understand this philosophy, take it up very seriously, they dedicate their lives to Krishna, in the mood of surrender to Krishna, giving to Krishna. So this should go on. Going out and preaching, and preaching in our own campus also. The basic activities are the same. Chanting, dancing, feasting, preaching, studying Prabhupada's books. Basic activities remain the same. Just we want to increase qualitatively and quantitatively. So this is a very auspicious occasion. I'm very fortunate to be present on this occasion. It's a big step forward for our preaching in this town. Keep on stepping forward under the blessings of Guru and Krishna. Jai Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Chandra Ki.
Jai!
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.